Paul, you were keen to see how your side did against the league leaders. What's your assessment?
I thought we did pretty well. I'm the dressing room after is, relatively quiet. There's no one certainly jumping about for joy at getting a draw. But I just said, for them to get their heads up. I was quite happy with a lot of what I saw today. I think that we second half had got on top of the game in general play, I would suggest, but with the pace that they've got in the team on the break, they're quite dangerous, and set plays, I think they looked a threat. But overall, I was happy with the performance, and it was a game that I think, unsurprisingly, not too many real clear-cut chances, because it's two decent teams, and you very rarely get lots of goal mouth action.
You mentioned the chances, the ones that you did have, most of them finished up off target. Is that a disappointment?
Of course, yeah, you wanted me back in there. Ben Tomlinson's had a couple. I think he was unlucky a little bit. He's running across for the one from our corner. And the header's just gone over second half. One near post, I think, just wide. So yeah, of course, that's something you always want to do better. But like I say, we have to give Forest Green some credit, and the people that want to say, well, they haven't won for however many games, they should have beat Gateshead realistically. Ultimately they didn't, but I spoke to Adie about it, and he's been happy with how they've been playing. So I think it's far from a team that's sort of low on confidence, albeit they themselves will want to get back to winning ways.
Can I mention a few things about the ref, which we're not blaming particularly because I thought he was pretty bad for both teams actually, but the particularly in the second half when the ball comes into the box from a corner and he makes the corner be retaken.
I've seen, well, I think back to Lincoln and Josh Gowling getting sent off. Now, again, I forget, because there was a couple of different stories going around as to why he had been sent off. But if it's just for pushing someone, the lad Jones clearly pushed on a numerous occasions, and nothing's happened. Not a penalty, not a sending off, not a booking. And first off, I thought he could have quite easily put an end to that, and didn't, when he was clearly holding Andy Monkhouse. Everyone in the ground, I think, can see it, because suddenly everyone's sort of shouting about it, moaning about it. But as you said, they were a decision when their lad had nicked the ball, and I think it was East who went by, put his hand on his shoulder, blatant foul, and didn't give it. So it wasn't just one way, but I think sometimes you are sometimes benefit from having what the class is a bit biased to the home team. I certainly didn't think that was the case today.
A really strong bench today. What goes through your mind when you're deciding who to bring on and when to do it?
Just the state of the game, and I looked at it, and I think obviously you think about we want to try and get another goal to win the game, so the front two are always an obvious one, but both were still involved in the game and having the moments. Same with Jack. I thought about taking him off earlier, but then he seemed to really come into the game. Like I said, there was, in truth, an embarrassment of riches for me on the bench. And I think it only just shows what a strong squad we've got. One, just looking at it, and two, the fans, who have all got obviously their opinions and their favourites. And I was getting shouted at to put, I think, all of them on. So from that point of view, I take that as a positive. When they go on, you're wanting them to have a positive impact.
Obviously today you've got players who were touch and go as to whether they played or not. Have they all come through okay and are they okay for Tuesday?
I think so. I haven't been told anything different. Craig Clay was the one, probably, well, him and Josh Gowling were the two, sorry, that were, struggling a little bit. Josh missed training at the start of the week. On Thursday, I wasn't convinced that he looked right, but yesterday, thought he trained much better, and convinced me that he was ready to play, and thought he had a very strong game today. And Clay with his ankle, that's probably still going to be one of those that's a little bit sore, but I think again his performance on the whole showed that he can get through it at least.
You're looking at bringing a midfielder in on loan. Is that still the case?
I just don't want to leave ourselves, you know, short. You know, it seems silly to do that. But I don't. Again, it's that awkward situation trying to perhaps get someone in, and getting that person in. That's, you know, if they're on the bench, are they going to have a negative influence on the rest of the squad? And that's the balance that I'm looking at this moment in time.
Finally, Paul, we haven't had a chance to ask you this. Your name has been linked with Rotherham United. How do you feel about that? And could you put that one to bed for us?
I take it as a compliment. It's, you know, a club that was close to my heart and played a major part in my life. It's flattering to be linked. I would suggest that they've got a lot bigger profile managers that they're looking at. And ultimately, as I said, I've got a job here that I'm very happy in. Going into a game against first and second in the league. So I can assure people that my focus is 100% here.